Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. We are so glad to be back with you today for the podcast Les Millionnaires des Diamants. I hope you guys are doing well. So I am with my colleague Sylvain this morning. And as you guys know, for those who have been following us for the last segment, we have started the book from John Maxwell, Developing the Leader Within You, which is about 10 competencies and 10 qualities that a leader must develop to have bigger influence and help people becoming leader themselves. So today we are starting a new chapter into our book. So we have reached this chapter 8, that it's about vision. So yes, for the following podcast next week and the other one, we will talk about vision and how it is an indispensable quality for leadership. But just before we start it, just take time to share the podcast, share the live if you are watching us right now on Facebook, because vision, it is really an important part of why people are excited and have direction in life. Because without vision, actually, you're kind of like a zombie. You are a dead living person that have no direction and like will never necessarily like get to a point of their life where they will be excited. So take time to share it. So vision. Let's try to define what is vision and why it is so important to have a vision as a leader, and especially in an MLM business. So vision, what will happen if you actually you don't have it as a leader and as a person? So without vision, what happens is that your team energy crashes. So we see it. And I even experience it. Like at some point of, like if I'm looking back to my 8 years and a half in my MLM, and I look at the down that I have, is because I have lose vision. Like I did remember in 2017, that was one of my worst year in my MLM, and like everything crashes around me, and I didn't know why, but it's because I had no vision. Like, even my result, my personal result, my team result, my recruiting, the people that I was recruiting and not even recruiting were telling me so many things, but I wasn't able because I was so much in my head worrying about what will happen instead of working on a vision. But by the end of 2018, I've decided like to build a vision about things that I can share with my team that actually will help them get back on track. And what will happen, starting in 2018, my business get back on track and we gain much more energy. So yes, without vision, team's energy crashes. People will miss deadline. So what will happen is that people won't work together and will just say that, oh, it's okay if I don't do this, I don't do that. Without vision, personal agenda take control, which means that people won't work in team and will put their personal interest in front of the interest of the group. The production falls and the teams even scatter. So without vision, as you can see, everything is crawling around you. But with vision, what is happening? As I said with my example, starting in 2018, I've worked on my vision really basic at first. I start by understanding what are the action, simple action that are replicable and duplicable that my team can do to be and feel in success. So at that time, I started like to work with the survey that we had into our organization. I was doing a lot. I was doing like 13 surveys a week at a certain point during the years. But the reason why I was doing it is because for myself, I was full time, but I was giving the permission to my team to say, can I do at least one a week? Yes, they were able to do that. So with that, your team will meet the deadline. Like personal agenda will fade into the background. So now we are taking decision based on what are the interests of the group. The production would increase. So what I saw is even my personal result in sales and in recruiting were increasing, but also the result from my team, the team recruits and the team sales were increasing also. And people will work together and will become a thriving team. So when you have that vision and you are able to transmit it and work with that energy, what will happen is that you will create the big mo, the momentum that will actually make everything easier into life. So we understand that vision is important. So what vision is doing also for the leader and for people? So vision gives significance to the otherwise meaningless details of your life. So we know and we understand, and this is a concept that we talk a lot into our MLM, you need to get an unshakable schedule. Like you need to have that routine. But routine can kill like creativity at some point. But the reason why the routine is killing like creativity at some point, it's because there's no vision. Because if you have a vision and you really know where you want to go in life and what you want your life to look like in the future, this will give a sense to all of the routine tasks that you are accomplishing in a day, because you know that this little detail will help that little detail in the future. But without it, like you will kill yourself and you will feel like, oh, it's just routine. And like at some point, what will happen is that, I don't know if it's translated in English, but we say in French, like we start making like the corner round. So this will what happens. So you won't be as sharp as you should be. So vision brings focus into your world. Vision brings order to chaos. And vision enables you to see the world differently. You understand that everything you do has a sense because of the vision. So what is vision now? Vision is a picture of the future that produces passion. So there are two principal elements into a vision. First is direction, and second is passion. So those two elements are really important because there is no such thing as emotionless vision. So you can't have a vision that don't have emotion. So a vision is a direction. It is a roadmap. It is some things that will help you prioritize your direction, prioritize your action, but prioritize your value, just to be sure that you are on the right track. As the GPS, you put an address. The vision is the address. So it gives you a route. It gives you direction, okay, on like where to go. But what is important is it is good to have direction. That's what we call a goal at some point, but that is so big that it's not achievable easily. But the other important part is passion. Passion is something that is so powerful for the leader that when he talks about it, he's excited. Like they are excited about it. And what they want to do is they are so excited about their vision that there is no other way to transmit and like share a part of those emotion of that passion with people. And that's how you know that you have a vision. Is that it is a clear direction and clear emotions that are so powerful that you can actually influence people to take your mission and say, well, I will be part of that mission. I will be part of this. So today, what we want to do with you is actually cover, I don't know if we will be able to do all of the three, but just to let you know, we want to look at the three reasons to have big vision. So yes, as a leader, you have some responsibility. And we want to know why it is important for the leader to have those big vision. So just before getting to that first element, let's have a look to the first part. Okay, so leader must see more and before others. Because if you don't do that, okay, actually, you won't be able to bring people together and work together. A leader must expand their own vision so they can help others expand their more quickly. So as you see, as leader, it is not only about having the vision, is it about being able to share it? And if leader don't have vision, their people never can have their own vision too. So let's have a look to the first point of the three reasons to have a big vision. So number one, what you can see determine what you can be. So what your, how did Maria say it? What you can conceive, you can achieve. Okay, that's an easiest way like to keep that in mind because it rhymes. Okay, so what you can conceive, you can achieve. So here, John Maxwell like get with that problem with a question. Okay, we all know like the problematic of the eggs and the chicken. Which one comes first, the egg or the chicken? Well, in vision, what comes first, the leader or the vision? So when we ask the question, maybe we can get to an answer, but John Maxwell state a point and say, well, what comes first is actually the vision. So you need to get a vision first. And with that vision, you will be able to build your leadership and build a cause where people can follow you and then you can become a leader. But we have seen it. People that had vision, but that lost it. And what did happen? They lose their influence, so they are no longer a leader. So yes, vision is the first step. And for those, let me just grab the book. Where it is? This one. So if you guys want actually like to develop and start like understanding how to build your vision, in our first book, okay, 10 Steps to Achieve $1 million of Sales in an MLM, okay? So we have in the first chapter a section about building your vision, okay? So why vision, it is so important. So you have exercise into our workbook that you can work on just to start dream and establish what is that I want in life. Because vision will come first and your status as a leader and your influence will develop because of that vision. So people do what people see. So it is your responsibility as a leader, okay, to establish what I see. Okay, what I want to accomplish so people can get with you and yourself and put yourself into action and start doing something. But first needs come the vision. But even when you have stated your vision, okay, you will have four type of people that you will meet in your life that can help you or won't help you accomplish your vision. So what are those four type of people? First one, people who never seize it. So those people, do you know what they do? They quit. Okay? So you probably had in your team, okay, a lot of people that were part, okay, and even started in your MLM. But you were looking at them and told yourself, why aren't you putting yourself into action? But they never do it. They ask questions and they do nothing. So they are in the first category. The second people, they are people who seize it, but never pursue it there on their own. So they are what we call followers. Those two first category are actually the majority of the society, are the majority of our team. But the second category, the followers, okay, they are super important. They have really, okay, a place into your team that you need to actually take care of, because they can see a vision, but they won't work for themselves, okay? Because sometimes they don't have the discipline. They are not that relentless, or yes, they are excited by that vision, but they aren't able like to share it with people. So those are followers and you need it. Okay. And I don't know if you guys remember, like when we say that, okay, like you have a 25% of people that will always be negative, 25% of people that will always follow you, okay, that they are excited. And there is that 50% in the middle that are people influence. So your job as a leader is to influence them and get on the side where they are excited. They are the followers, because if you are not taking care of them, they will be influenced by the negative people, and this will get your team to that direction, and this is not what you want. The third type of people, okay, is people who see it and pursue it on their own. They are achievers. Okay. And those achievers are most of the times the young director for us into our organization. They have worked so hard to get to that title. And what happened is that they are developing their leadership, but because they start, they are big achiever. So yes, they are the motor of their own team. So they recruit a lot. They sells a lot. And sometimes they are even doing their own number by themselves. So they are achiever. So yes, you want them, but actually being an achiever, you can't build a team that is strong, okay? And you can build an organization as big as like Sylvain, as Annie Marchand, as Stéphanie Sigouin. So you need to also find that little minority that is the fourth type of people, people who see it, pursue it, and need and help others see it and pursue it. Those people are leader. So instantly, the person that I think of into our organization is Stéphanie Sigouin. I don't know why, but Stéphanie Sigouin, like she has a huge success at first, but it's because she wanted to help so much the people, okay, with whom she was working with. So yes, she had a big vision, especially with like her kids that needs a lot of treatment and follow up with a doctor and everything. So she wants to transmit it and help people develop their own vision. So it is important, okay? That is the reason why it is so important for a leader to take responsibility, to nurture its own vision, and to dream actually and influence, okay, those people in the first category. So yes, as leader into MLM, we are looking for people that are leader, but it's only when you find followers that you are able to look at them inside of the team and actually find people that are leader. Sylvain, you unmute yourself. You want to add something? Okay. He was trying things. Okay. So how can you actually like be sure that you determine what is that vision? You need to cherish your ideal. Okay, so how can you cherish your vision and your ideal? Well, actually, Sylvain, I think that the part that you find in the section two, I think it will be good just right here. So, like, how can you prepare and establish your vision?
Yes, I remember, Jean-Philippe. So when I started Tupperware, it was like 2006. And in my first year, so I was doing Tupperware as a part-time, and I was doing it for traveling. And I saved $10,000 that year. And I said, oh my God, I want to go to Turkey. So during the summer, so we went to Turkey 4 weeks. And of course, we have time to, you know, relax and prepare our vision. And I was just a beginner, and I buy a book. For me, it was a haha moment. It was The Lazy Millionaire. Yes, it sounded bizarre, but it's about more passive, you know, investment. Okay, how has a passive investment you can enrich yourself? And I was reading that book, and I was on a boat, on a cruise in Turkey, and I just say, oh my God, that opened my mind about real estate. This is not something in my family. We never talk about real estate. For us, we never had we never owned a house. And I say, oh my God, okay, yes, I own a house, but you know what? I could have like triplex, fourplex, and more. This is where I see that, oh my God, I can have $1 million, okay? Like my friend Maria, okay? Yes, I can travel the world, and while I'm traveling, I can make money, okay? So that book opened my mind to a new vision, and this is how I start defining my vision. So I have like three steps how you can prepare yourself to see, okay, to be ready, okay, and to seize the opportunity, because you only see what you can conceive, like you said, okay? So number one, define your vision. So what you want to achieve or become, you have to define your goal, okay? You have to see what you want to have, okay? So for myself, I say, oh my God, I can have one triplex, but I can have two. I can have five. Oh my God, I can have 100 doors. So that becomes part of the exercise that I was doing, okay? So writing, what is my vision? What is my dream life is about? There's a lot of exercise that you can do Les Millionnaires des Diamants on the Facebook. So you can find those exercise. So I was writing that I'm going to have 100 doors. Okay. I want to have a bank account that it's unlimited. Okay. This is how you can write your vision. Number two, you have to educate yourself. Okay. Because yes, I want to have some real estate, but I don't know how it's working. What is the mechanic? How I'm going to finance that? Okay. So I start reading book. Okay. My first book was the Financial Independence Automatic with real estate. And then I learned that, oh my God, okay, I need more. So I decide I'm going to invest in a class. So I book a class, and for like 10 for 1 year, and I had to pay like, let's say, $5,000, okay? But because of that book, okay, because of that course, that opened my mind, and I said, okay, now I can conceive it, okay? You're gonna have to learn new skill, okay? So when you educate yourself, you are in that process of reading book, you know, trying something new, okay? Trying new field, doing some offer. So you're gonna, in the process, so you're gonna learn a lot. And number three, you have to develop a growth mindset, because you have to embrace challenge. You have to be persistent, because, you know, a lot of times you're gonna, people are going to say, no, people are going to say, oh my God, you are dreaming in color. Okay. Wake up. Okay. You are on earth. Okay. But you have to be persistent and keep in mind your vision. And with adversity, sometimes you're going to have experience setback. Okay. But you have to find inspiration in the success of others. So for myself, it was my sister. My sister owned real estate. So I say, okay, she can do it. I can do it. I have Mohamed and Maria. So they were inspiration for myself. Okay. So I continue with that. I have my inspiration. So one day I talked with someone. I was interested in, to manage my own portfolio, in my own investment portfolio. And I talked to someone and he said, you know, you can do it. Nobody's going to do it better than you. Okay, no employees are going to do it better than you. So I start educate myself, because if I want to have abundance, I'm not going to count on the bank, okay, to work my portfolio, okay? I am the captain of my ship. So this is how vision, you have to first write it, see it, and then you have to work it.
Thank you, Sylvain. So yes, you gotta cherish, like, it's kind of your own baby, okay, that you are building, because you know it's for your legacy, it's for your own life, it's for your family, it's for your kid, okay? So you gotta be sure that you build something that you will be excited about. But one thing that is important, okay, as Sylvain said, at first, he wanted to travel. That was his vision. Okay, so he generated $10,000 into his first year into an MLM, okay, working part-time. So yes, you can do it, but he had worked, okay? Like, gold and diamonds are not found just by snapping your finger. You gotta do the work, okay? You gotta do some action. And with action, with work, the vision will clarify. So yes, at first you want to establish something, you want to work with your why, but at some point, okay, it is with the action of doing some things that bring result that it will help you clarify that vision and be sure that you are working in the right direction. So Sylvain has worked. He got, like, he traveled, he read a book, he continue his action and make another trip. So with all the works, that's what brings Sylvain to where he is right now. And so now he can have a bigger vision because he's doing the work. So we said, like, you got a mind for the goal. So just be sure that you're not just dreaming. You are, yes, having a big dream, but you put your action to the test. So then you get closer to your vision, and when you get closer, because of it, you are able to make it even bigger to continue get into the right direction. So that's all for today. We were just able to do, like, the first point of out of the three. Next week we will continue with point number two and three into our section about vision. So on that, thank you so much guys for being with us this morning. We'll see you tomorrow with Maria and Marie-Pierre with the book Hello Fears. So seeing you at 8. Bye everyone.